I would submit to you that what President Reagan taught us was that there are three essential components to victory, and they are clarity, cheerfulness, and unity. Let me deal with each of them in turn and then talk a little bit in each one, how it applies to our situation now. And then, of course, I'll be glad to take questions, comments, arguments, whatever you want. And again, I think we still have a few more chairs if people do want to sit down. There's a chair here, there's a chair right here, there's a chair over here. Please, I really feel badly about people having to stand up when there are empty chairs. All right. The first and perhaps the most important Reagan victory lesson is the importance of clarity. President Reagan was an amazing communicator. Of course, he won the title, the Great Communicator. But what he did in communication, the essence of what he did, was to make the same points again and again and again and again. President Reagan, when he was campaigning, did not read prepared texts. He was a speechwriter's nightmare during campaigns because the president had his little 3x5 cards, and he had little points and anecdotes and notes to himself on his 3x5 cards. Nobody else could possibly read them or get anything out of them, but he made the same points again and again. And you all know what they are because we all heard it so many times. And even if you weren't around in the 1980s, and there's some people here, young Republicans, dynamic young Republicans, who weren't around, they still know because they know their history, what President Reagan believed in. President Reagan believed that government isn't the solution, government is the problem. He believed in a smaller government. President Reagan believed in peace through
strength.
Right. Not peace through appeasement, not peace through negotiation, not peace in our time, waving a little Neville Chamberlain piece of paper, but peace through strength in rebuilding America's military and in standing up to pure evil. President Reagan believed in lower taxes. He believed in allowing people to keep more of their own money. And that's pretty much it. Almost everything else that you can associate with the Reagan era and with a very long career as a great governor of California and as a great president of the United States, one of our greatest, was based upon those simple, clear principles articulated again and again with great consistency in terms that Americans could understand and embrace and affirm. And that, it seems to me, is totally essential to today's Republican Party, is to return to the kind of clarity that President Reagan put forward. There are times in his career where I felt that President Bush was trying to come close to that. Of course, events have taken over, and now what once was a fairly clear message has become muddled and confused and difficult, so that if people were asked, what does President Bush stand for? A lot of our Democratic opponents would say, he stands for imperialism. He stands for greed. He stands for evil corporations. And particularly the Republican Congress that was such a miracle when it took over in 1994 betrayed the clarity of the Reagan Revolution.